What up, this your girl Kiyomi Leslie, and you're rocking with my big homie Kodak.
Bienvenidos. What does that mean?
Welcome.
Yes, bienvenidos. Casa de la homies. Casa de grande de homies. Arriba! This is the Cinco de Mayo edition of the Big Homies House. How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
Awesome.
Mis amigos, El Butter. What's up?
Nothing, just looking good.
Just looking good, greased up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're looking real shiny.
Oh, you got to be shiny.
Lip gloss is popping. What's up? Aunt.
What's up, man?
You good?
Yes, sir.
You know, we all here. We got one more person. She on the way, but shit, I hit her right before we got started, so she might get in about 10 minutes. How's everybody doing? Y'all good? Everybody staying safe? Keep your hands clean?
Of course.
That's good.
6 feet apart, even though we're a little close.
We're a little close. You know, we got the hand sanitizer on deck. Okay. We'll make sure I rub everybody. Not everybody. But just, I'm sorry. Came out wrong.
We knew what you meant.
But, Atlanta was open this weekend.
No,
niggas
was
outside.
There was traffic.
I ain't gonna lie, I went to Piedmont Park, and it was lit out there.
You had a picnic?
I went to exercise, and I was far away from people.
Okay.
I was like, we're in the club, but it was lit. It was like a lot of people out there.
It was lit, huh?
Yeah. Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
I was far away from people.
It was traffic.
It was a lot of traffic.
I didn't catch the traffic.
People was outside. It was a lot of traffic on Old National. It was a lot of cars out there. People showing off.
I was on Old National too. Yeah,
it was a lot.
Is that the hood?
All right.
Is that the hood? Mm. They call it like Old National.
It is what you nasty. It is what you make it.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
It is what you make.
You can be an entrepreneur on that block, or you could, you know,
be a trapper. You know,
getting served. You know.
Yeah.
It is what you make it.
Yeah.
So do y'all think is rushing too much to head back outside right now though?
Yeah.
Or do you think, like, it's about time? We need to just start taking that leap of faith.
I think we do need to go outside because everybody can't handle being inside. There's some people that's probably going to be taking themselves out in the house.
You know what else niggas can't stand? Being dead.
But it's just... But it's precautions that you can take, which is the precautions that we should have been taking. Don't be up on people.
You was at Piedmont Park. How many people you seen out there with masks on and like?
I seen a lot of people out there with masks on. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of people out there with masks on.
Mm-hmm. How many people you seen with masks on this weekend? At the West End.
Very few.
The West End. We talking very about few. The hood. People don't care about that. They don't even go to the doctor.
You said
people from the hood don't go to the doctor.
Niggas don't go to the doctor.
No, they do
what
not.
Type of stereotype is this?
People from the hood, they do not go to the doctor. Their grandma, their big mama taught them a home remedy.
What's the home remedy for the corona?
I don't know. You better boil some peppermint stuff or some
Tussin, goddamn ginger ale.
Something.
For sure.
But I mean, I see people with masks on, but I feel like people just need to go. You don't need to be like bundled up, but people should be able to go out and enjoy themselves. Like, this is like a regular.
I feel like
you're not gonna be able to enjoy yourself. You can't breathe.
You can't enjoy yourself if you can't. You get deprived of what you've been doing for all your life. What we going to stay in there all our life? Because they talking about extending it.
I have fun at home. I ain't gonna lie.
It's some people who can't handle that though. Being stuck in the house, people are gonna take themselves out. Staying in the house.
What do you mean take themselves out?
Take themselves out. People cannot handle
wait
themselves.
Wait a minute.
What type of
first world shit is this? Oh, I can't go outside.
It's people like that, Kodak. People like that. I'm not even joking.
At this point, at that point, it's natural selection, my nigga. Like if you gonna whack yourself, if you gonna whack yourself because you can't go outside, it's
not that they can't go outside, but if they talking about extending this and not letting it up. Why are we going to be in a house? Who wants to stay in the house all day?
I'd rather be in the house than be fucking sick.
True.
Okay, nobody was saying that when the flu was going around.
But this shit is killing more. It's now killed more people than the flu did last year. So we can't say that anymore.
It seemed like they're making up numbers to me.
Do you want to do the body count? Do you want to count the bodies, Butter?
So you're ready to go outside?
You ready for brunch?
No, I'm not. I'm still not the one to go out to bowling. I'm not in a rush to go no bowling, to go to no restaurants, meet up with no friends. But if I want to go out to Piedmont Park to exercise, I feel like I should be able to do that without being feeling like somebody's going to drop Piedmont Park? Corona on me. Huh?
Why you need to go to Piedmont Park to work out?
It's not just Piedmont Park, but it's any place. I'd rather go to Piedmont Park than Planet Fitness.
I agree, because shit, the gym.
I'd rather go somewhere out there where it's open. I'm not bunged up with nobody. We not touching. It was two people. It was me and her out there exercising. And people were spread out. But I don't feel like we should have to go out there and just be in a freaking CDC suit.
I feel you. I'm just saying, like, it needs to be levels to what niggas is going to do. Like, I agree. Working out, separate, cool, spaced out, perfect. But niggas is trying to go to the club.
I think clubs should be off limits.
I don't know if I'm going to go to the club again this year.
It's too close up. You sweating and everybody touching and bumping and grinding. Bowling, you got to put your hands in.
Who the fuck? Why is bowling so high at the top of niggas' list?
It's what black people do.
Bowl?
It seems like the places that they're opening up are places that black people go the most.
And that they did start opening this shit up.
Barbershops.
Right when we found out it was killing niggas.
Now they start opening up when that unemployment went up.
Man, they talking about
that too. They're like, we just gonna open up. Y'all not about to apply for this.
Somebody, somebody in Congress, like, you know, hey, we should get about 2,000. No, nigga, open this motherfucker now. Open it. Can we open it tonight? Open this motherfucker now.
They opened it as soon as they gave everybody their stimulus checks. They like, yeah, we need to get that stimulus check right back. Gonna spend that money so we can get it right back.
For sure.
So it's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy.
I mean, it's something. I do believe that the disease is real. But I just feel like it's just precautions that people should have just been taking.
Niggas is nasty. We did discover that about this shit. Niggas is unsanitary.
People are. Traveling different places and not taking care of themselves probably made them.
Because I can't do this no more.
Cody about to pull out some freaking this baby wipes. Cody, you got you a suit in there?
I'm sorry. I just felt
like, you know, we need squirt. There we go.
But I do feel like big gatherings where you gotta be close up, especially like clubs and stuff.
But it's gonna be
hard. They serving food and stuff. All that's needed.
It's gonna be hard.
Well, restaurants already start opening up. And the way they're doing it.
I heard they was stopping
the buffets and all that.
Oh, they said buffets might never come back.
Yeah, I heard that they was stopping all that.
That's crazy.
And then like when you go to restaurants, you can make your own drink.
But it's a nigga that bought a buffet. Like in February, it was like, yeah, I'm about to make a lot of fucking money. This is my year. This is about to be my year. Everybody loves buffets.
That's what the promoter said too. The promoters thought that they was finna turn up this summer.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
they thought they was about to turn up this spring break too. And
oh my, hey, you're right, because Nick, that shit hit right around spring break.
That shit hurting pockets though. At the same time,
it is hurting pockets.
That shit.
Yeah, that's it. Because people, the promoters is losing out on money. Shit, the clubs losing out on money. Strippers is good. They're going to the OnlyFans shit. They took the pussy popping online.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's social distancing for real.
Portable pussy popping shit. They following the most rules.
Exactly.
You got to tip me from your home, nigga. You can't even be here. You can't even be in my area. Anyway, let's get to the next topic. So we're going to kick everything. Of course, we start everything off on the porch, talk about different social issues and things going on in society, pop culture, entertainment, everything. So a lot of people this weekend just found out about who young Ruby Rose is. She's a rapper based in Atlanta, but she found her way to social media headlines after a flyout gone bad. Anybody hear about this? Just me?
I hear about it.
So, Ruby Rose,
a light-skinned girl.
Light-skinned girl. Okay. She's an attractive young woman. Was flown out by this rapper named Lil TJ. One-way flight.
Oh, okay.
One-way flight.
Okay.
And when she asked him to pay for the flight back, he put her on blast on social media. Now, my question to y'all is, what is up with women and accepting one-way flights? That should be a red flag. I don't buy one-way tickets for myself.
I didn't. I never heard of that one-way flight thing, but I have heard of women getting flights places. Well, no, I have heard because Future did it. Future did it to that girl. I mean, he did it to some girl. I forgot. He flew her out. And
he left in a hotel.
Yeah, because she didn't want to have sex. And he was just like, okay, well, you gotta go.
I'm gonna say this, you're not obligated to do anything with anybody, but why are you flying out with people you're not romantically or like sexually interested in? Like,
especially like a celebrity or somebody in that category, because you knew what
you should
future
know, yeah,
wanted.
You should know what the expectations
y'all never had
are.
Any kind of relationship. Y'all were never friends, and he just decided to fly you out. What you thought y'all was about to go on a date?
I feel like you, especially if it's a one, if it's a one way, you put yourself in a bad position, because it's like, damn, how you gonna get home?
Right.
And also, I feel like you should not be accepting flyouts if you cannot, like, handle yourself and shit yourself.
Right.
Especially if it's a one way flight.
Exactly.
Because where were you at that you couldn't afford your flight back?
And then people were like, "Oh, it's the principal. He should have just bought. She should have made him buy it on the principal." My nigga, look. If I ask you to do something one time, especially something that serious, and you try to get me to run around, and you put me on social media, fuck it. Flight's cheap now anyway. I'm going to buy my own shit. A flight from wherever she was to Atlanta is probably no more than $50.
I wouldn't have even went to where he flew me out at knowing that the ticket was a one-way.
Especially dude, corny, too.
Yeah.
What was you doing?
He did. He did some. He's consistently done corny shit the entire weekend.
Is that the dark skinned dude he, with Chinese yeah. kitty? Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about now. Yeah. I know who you're talking about, because he did put her on blast too.
He kept going off talking about, you know, meeting up with someone else chick. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, with A Boogie Baby Mom. I'm like, oh, you a chatty patty ass nigga. Like, that shit is so corny.
He's trying to get the clout. Like.
Yeah, like, and I feel like that's the dead age we in. Like, people are really, really clout chasing right now. They're clout chasing to the 10th degree. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to do whatever I can while the spotlight is on me to get some attention. You feel me?
You know who's been getting a lot of attention? What's that girl name? Selena. Power. Selena something. She's been the side chick, the famous side chick of, like, all the celebrities. Almost all the celebrities.
She just went at Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
So tell me about what happened.
Because
Selena Powell.
Dude on Wild'n Out, his girl?
No. You talking about DC Fly girlfriend?
No. Hitman.
Was that his girlfriend? I don't know.
It was like a picture they had.
You know what? They did have a picture together.
That was him? I didn't know that was him. Okay, well, right then, well, yeah, that's her. So she posted she posted a picture with her and Hitman, I guess. And Snoop Dogg commented on it. He said something, and she commented back, like, you know, you weren't saying that when we was together or something like that. And she posted the messages with Snoop Dogg was sending her, like, selfies and stuff. And she basically put them out. But, like, this girl been getting everybody. Everybody's, like, screenshots. But see, she got all of that on, like, all the celebrities.
If you know that you have sensitive material with this person,
why the fuck would you...
He set himself up for that one.
Why would you do, like, if I know somebody got nudes of me in sensitive areas and shit, I'm not going to talk dirty on you
she
ever.
She didn't even say anything to Snoop Dogg. He just commented on it there for no reason.
She posted something.
Cash with the T.
She posted a picture with somebody in, like, a cheap-looking hotel. And he said it looked cheap or something.
Yeah.
And she said it looked like the hotel you took me. Or
something,
you took
like
me
that.
To the same one. Some shit like that.
Yeah, okay. My nigga. So
just petty.
She been getting everybody. So, like, people be talking about her, but she been getting everybody for years.
I think she tried.
I never heard of it.
She even admitted that she went on some TV show. I don't know what TV show it was, but I think it was Wendy Williams. But she admitted that she lied about some of the people that she was with. But it's still like men are still getting caught up with this lady. Like,
you can't. When people make a living off being that type of messy, I can't fuck with it.
Well, you know who started that though?
Who?
Black China.
Lying though. I don't think she was lying. She just was getting these young niggas too.
Like, was just,
get her money. They paid her to get some clout, and she got her money and did.
Yeah, Black China is she a clout monster. I mean, like, a lot of these women out here are clout monsters
she
now.
She charging niggas FaceTime, bro. Like,
yeah, and
and they paying.
She was charging like $9.50 to FaceTime.
I think so. And then she was doing
charging
like
checks
supposed
to follow.
Stuff.
She'll follow back. I'm like,
dog. Is a follow back really that nigga? It don't even feel the same. You got to pay for it, like, because somebody got that shit for free.
But it's them Stanleys in the world that will pay for it.
Stanleys from Players Club.
They will pay for that.
And you know them Stanleys.
All in the camera.
Stanleys be feeling entitled and shit.
Yeah, we talked about that last episode. Yeah. They do.
So watch out for the Stanleys, ladies and gentlemen. Are you good? You good over there?
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep the girls in because
we tell you every week, butter, every goddamn week.
They trying to see what's going on in the
butter's boobies. I'm gonna tell ET.
Chesticles.
Anyway, man. So, next topic. Sensitive celebrities. So, I saw earlier last week, Ari Lennox was on social media complaining again about not being able to voice her opinion without having negative backlash. Mm-hmm. So, why do celebrities think that they are exempt from, like, everything else that people in society go through?
I don't know. I guess they feel like...
And this is like the fourth time she's had one of these social media, oh, I hate everybody.
Right. It was her, Summer Walker, then Lizzo, then just all these people. But I don't know. I don't know why they feel like they're not on the same standards. Nobody can say nothing to them. They should be able to say something. Everybody gonna say, I agree, Ari. I agree with you. No, it's not like that. Matter of fact, you get
more.
More backlash when you have a platform.
Yeah.
People going to disagree with you on purpose. Even if they do agree, they're going to disagree and make you feel some type of way.
And I feel like celebrities, like, and I've had this happen to me before, not because I'm a celebrity, but when I was, like, talking to a celebrity on social media, like, I remember, and it was DJ Drama. I remember I used to, like, always, like, show so much support to him on Twitter. It's like, DJ Drama, oh my God, you went to Clark Atlanta, you're great, you're the mixtape legend, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. He ain't never respond or interact with none of that shit. But the one time I said, damn, everybody got a Gangsta Grillz mixtape, nigga favorited it. So I'm like, damn, nigga, I've been showing you love all these years, and the one time I say some not so lovey shit, that's when you notice it?
So, it's they crazy only respond some, to yeah, the
celebrities
negative.
Will literally type their name to see the negative tweets.
Yeah.
And then comment on it. Shit be like...
And especially because to what you said is like, it'll be some shit you don't even add a nigga.
Exactly.
And you like, damn, nigga, how you seen this shit? You ain't got shit to do?
They be on there looking. I mean, looking at the celebrities that be coming on Shade Room posts. Like, you really in here trying to see what people talking about? Like, them celebrities be in there and they only comment on the negative stuff. Somebody can be like, oh my God, this is, I love you so
but
much.
The they will not. It's like, why they be so insecure? Like,
because they're still regular people. Just because they got money, they still regular people. Money just made them look a little bit better, but they still insecure. And they using the money just for a cover up.
But if you have a million people that love you, why you give out the 10 that don't? It's like you giving the 10 that much power over you. Like, I know as long as I've been doing media and shit, because I got a lot of my shit that's been posted online. You know, I did the shit with TMZ, did the shit with the other company. I go back, I look at the comments too. And at the same time, I'm like, okay. And a nigga wrote some shit under my last video that just came out today. Nigga like, okay, niggas. Like, and that's the thing I realized. Like, niggas is gonna have an opinion on whatever you do.
Always.
Niggas is gonna have an opinion, regardless, good, bad, or indifferent. You can go out there and shoot 100 shots and make all 100. Niggas just gonna say, why you make 101?
Right.
Jordan got 6 rings. Why he ain't got 7? LeBron made the finals 9 times. But shit, he 3-6. Nigga, he made the finals 9 times.
Yeah.
It was like, it was to a point, at one point, every team that, if LeBron was on that team was making the finals.
I feel like people just, some of the people that be on the negative comments, they really just want the celebrity to comment back to them.
Yeah.
And they know that they so sensitive that they will, you know, so, yeah. Like, how many posts that be on Shade Room where such and such clap back and all this celebrity clap back, and so everybody want to get a clap back, regardless of if it's negative or whatever, they want the celebrity to comment under them, and then they get satisfied because the celebrity comment back and they feelings.
Clout, that's another thing. Going back to the clout thing, it'd be like, that'd be niggas' life achievements.
They really They really, they'll post it like, look who said such and such to me.
That'd be their pinned tweet on Twitter. That'd be their biggest accomplishment.
And their friend be on there like, girl, you went viral.
The price going up. He just called you a dickhead in front of everybody. And you excited about that. You about to start trying to get booked for parties?
Because
somebody calls you a dickhead on Twitter?
That shit crazy.
Like, I don't know, man. That shit is just weird to me. And
as good as Ari Lennox's music is, I'm not a fan of the constant like moaning and whining on social media. Like,
she's very open though.
She is very open, but at the same time, when you're that open, you open yourself up to being motherfuckers saying the same shit about you.
True.
It's like that's why Beyonce don't be saying shit.
Right.
That crossed my mind too.
Beyonce don't be saying shit. When last time Beyonce made a public statement?
Shit, when the last time Beyonce tweeted something?
Shit, I don't know.
It's just going to pop out on the memes. So like, no warning. But yeah, that's really what it's all about. And these celebrities, just because they got money, they still be insecure. They still worried about what people saying. You know, the fans is what they need.
It's sad, though.
It is. So, question for both of y'all. What's some of the corniest shit you see social media comedians do? What's the corniest trend that you see these self-proclaimed comedians do? Because I saw a video earlier today on my Twitter timeline, and I was like, this motherfucker is whack. This nigga's lame. This nigga's a goofball. This nigga, all down his timeline, is him imitating a black woman. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga had the...
Is she ratchet? She's supposed to be ratchet?
Yeah, she had... Nigga had the eyelashes on and shit. I'm like, yo, that shit is not funny.
That's the one.
When they be trying to put on the wigs and they be, like, looking in the
mirror. Oh, my
like,
bro, you God, that shit not funny.
You gotta do all that. Like, you know, that's the one for me. It's just like, bro, you really sit in your house and put a wig on.
Like...
I feel like it's played out and they be trying to do the voiceovers and it don't sound good. Like, I be like...
It don't. It's not authentic.
Like, when Issa, Ivo, what is his name? Ivo, he started it. It was funny at first, but it's just like, it's the same stuff that keeps going on. It's the same stuff,
so. I ain't going to lie.
Hi.
What's up?
Stina.
What's up?
What's up?
How y'all doing?
Good. Stina, is you drinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That was intense. Right on the walk-in. Yeah,
you know. I'm gonna finish that off.
Jesus.
But yeah, so what were you saying about the
I agree with you, the wigs and trying to imitate black women, like on the skits, it's not funny no more. It's played out. Everybody doing it, it's not funny.
Christina,
I just be thinking about what you be doing at home. Like,
they have too much time on their hands.
Christina, the question is the corniest shit you see social media comedians do.
Yeah. I was just a post on Twitter about how dudes, like, when they get a personality, then finally they'll be funny because literally all they're doing is mimicking black girls. Yeah.
That shit is definitely not funny.
And one thing I started to hate, kind of having a conversation with this between Desi Banks and Drewski. Is Drewski from Atlanta?
I think so.
Is that the light skinned big dude?
No, yeah.
I think so.
I don't know where that nigga from.
He's funny though.
You know what? Drewski funny. The Killer K nigga, he not funny.
Really?
Who's that?
That nigga lame.
I think he got his moments where he funny.
That nigga, he be doing the little black girl shit too. Like, he put corn chips on his, like, nigga, that shit is not funny.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about his frat boy stuff. That be funny.
Drewski?
No, Killer K.
I thought that was Drewski. Them niggas look alike.
They both fat, light skin though.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
No,
Drewski funny as shit. Drewski funny as shit. But nah, most of these social media comedians, they like, if they find one funny thing, they gonna do that shit a million times.
They be running it.
Yeah.
They be running
it. Desi Banks is the funniest of them all.
And Desi been doing that shit for a while.
Desi is funny. I think
and
he is.
Be on point.
And he's be on It'd point. Be, like, that's accurate. Exactly Hell. What people be doing. Like, I feel like he's the funniest of them all.
Yeah.
I fuck with Super Charles Can, that's my nigga.
He is. Super I watched his stuff today, actually. He is actually
Super
funny.
Super Charles Can, funny as motherfucker. He's supposed to been on this motherfucker like the second episode.
He is really funny. I think I watched, I don't know
that
if
shit
it was
he did
him.
About Banky is so damn true.
But it was a dude. He basically was doing like voicemails to girls' phones. And he be going off on them. you know what I'm talking about?
Hell nah. That's
I
just
cannot.
That funny.
I think it was Cam, but then I think it was just another person. I believe it was another person. But it was so funny, like all his content. Well, most of his content be him, like he record himself on somebody's voicemail going off and calling them. It's just funny, but y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to get it to him.
Yeah, girl.
I was really trying to get into it though, girl, for real.
Oh man. Okay, next topic. So, you good? Is you fine? Is you okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you crack yourself up. Anyway, so another thing that we saw on social media this past week was a lot of motherfuckers getting called out on being pervy scurvy. Ooh. Did y'all see any of this, or was it just me?
I have not. And I'm actively on Twitter.
We saw Chris Stiles, one of the hosts from Deuce Palooza, got called out for being, I guess, just a creep.
One of them.
Blogzilla, famous blogger down here, got called out for it. Now, we're not saying any, I don't know any of the background shit about this, but have any, like, for y'all women being in the industry, interested in the industry, have y'all ever experienced anything like this? Or, like, not firsthand, you know somebody who went through it? You know,
firsthand. Were you about to, like, make a business deal, or y'all doing talking business out of nowhere, it just shift?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wait, where did we go to where this is what our interaction was? Yeah, like, you just think, like, even I could just say yesterday, I was supposed to do a photo shoot with somebody, and it went from him doing a photo shoot to him spoiling me and paying my bills and asking me what I'm going to do in exchange for him to spoil me. And I'm like, I thought you just wanted to do a photo shoot. Like, that's what we was talking about.
So he offered to pay your bills and spoil you.
Yeah.
Do I know him?
You might. You know, Lena like this big, so.
Oh, God.
You might. Sorry. Oh, shouldn't be out here moving that way.
I was on a video sitting in on an interview
with somebody. I'm not even going to say that. Artist name, but like we were just talking, we took a picture and stuff like that afterwards, and he was just like, he just bust out of nowhere, like, is that your butt? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah. Like, he was like, let me see, yeah. Like, it just got weird, and I'm just like,
was it on campus?
Yes,
wow,
it was on campus. And then afterwards, we was talking about my shoes, where I got my shoes from. Then, what's my birthday? I told him my birthday. Oh, he told me his sign. He's like, you know, we freaky, these signs freaky. I was like, see. Where's this going? Like, how we keep switching to this?
I just don't think that outside of them working, they would still be lame niggas. So, you know, now that they got your attention, they trying to, like, hop down at any point, just see what your weak points are. Like, that's
it. I was like, what does this have to do with what we talking about? I thought we were talking about shoes, and you talking about your freaky sign, and what?
Yeah. Seeing all that shit go down this past week, it made you kind of question your own interactions with women. Like, damn, did I ever come across, like, because I already know I'm very aggressive. And I'm like, damn, did I ever say anything? Cause that's the last thing I want to do. Because, you know, when we did the internship, it was mostly women. Mm-hmm. But that's just because I realized it was the black women in the AUC and in Atlanta are putting in the most work. Yeah. And when I worked with niggas, it was kind of like ego shit getting away. Mm-hmm. Everybody trying to they don't want to work under you, they want to be you.
Right.
You feel me? So it's like, damn, I kind of had to take a step back and kind of analyze how I was moving with people, just kind of make sure I was never putting anybody in a situation where they were uncomfortable. So it's like, what do y'all think men could do to kind of, like, especially men in the industry, to kind of, like, help in those situations?
I just feel like y'all just need to be regular, like, approach, just talk regular. You don't have to go in with all of that sexual stuff. Like, one, it's a turn off. Even if she was on that with you, she not only right then and there, and that's not what we're talking about. We trying to do a photo shoot, and you talking about
paying my bills.
What I'm gonna do for you. Like, now I feel uncomfortable because that's not even what we was on at that point. So, like, I'm out of here. I'm done with the photo shoot. Like, you need to just be regular. You ain't got to do all that because it's creepy.
So basically have, like, pure intentions.
I was about to say, I think your intentions need to be said before. Like, don't disguise you trying to talk to me as a business opportunity. Don't disguise you trying to be in my presence as, you know what I'm saying, we working the whole time. You are doing this literally. That's like trying to get a girl drunk and getting next to her while she drunk, knowing she fucked up. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then you
couldn't move like that if she was sober.
It's the same thing. So don't approach me on no business opportunity and expect me to have the same energy, because now I'm going to look at you like I'm confused as to what we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. What do you want from me? And then am I safe? Is this a safe space?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I think as far as you go, I think for the fact that, one, we know you. You know what I'm saying? This isn't just a regular person, because in the industry, we all know you meet people every single day and you don't know what their intentions are until you start having those conversations. However, we know you. So when you say or do certain shit, we just look at you like, all right, and they call that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if, no shade, I don't know you. So if it was to come to that, it's like, okay, where did that come from? Like, who you know that I don't know that it said something about me that
where made you feel approach me
that way? Yeah, yeah. What was that? What is that? What is that? Right. Where did that come from? So just make it clear.
And then if being sexual is your intentions, it need to be not doing business when we doing business. Like, if we was hanging out, chilling, if you want to do that, but it still need to be on if she's on that, too. Don't just be like, well, you know. But it's just definitely not appropriate when we doing business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, because I saw it happen. It was, like, at least two or three people that got called out on it. And it was like, damn, so this is a real thing. And a lot of times, women don't like coming forward with shit like that. And when I was younger, I didn't get it. Like, I was like, if something happened, then shit, yeah, you need to tell somebody, say something. That's how I felt. But then once I started talking to other women about it, because, you know, that was just me being young and naive. It was like, you know, it's a lot that comes along with it. You know, it's, are they going to believe you? Do you have enough facts? Because as a woman, they're going to question you on what you was doing.
To get that attention.
Right. What were you wearing?
What were you wearing?
It's always a question after you say something. And then most of the time, it's always happening with somebody that was in a position of power.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of make it
seem
like...
And it's power and influence.
You're doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. Then what you going to do for me? Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. And then you kind of looking like...
What? I don't even want it that bad.
Yeah, like...
I'm cool.
So I can't get the job. I can't do this. I can't meet this person because I won't do this with you. Like, that's what it comes down to. So...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's... You know, it's...
It sucks.
Other situations, like, I'm not even going to be too specific because it's not my situation to speak on, but the dude has been outed and he's not in that position anymore. But, like, so somebody that was in a position of power in Atlanta here that was being a creep and got exposed and put out his spot. And I think, like, you know, shit, you know, don't be a creep.
It's a couple of them out here, and that's still lurking out here, for real. It's a bunch of them. Like, a bunch of them.
Other men could hold each other accountable. Like,
yeah.
Don't stop letting it blow over and be like, bro, no. Like, then they'll be looking like, okay.
But I think, I haven't been in that position to like, where any of my niggas, well, one, but we not cool no more. But, like, it, I don't know. Because, like, to what you're saying, No guy is gonna be like, oh, I don't know nobody. One of my friends is a creep, but shit, you know, it is what it is. Most of us really don't know anybody that's like that. Well, I don't anymore.
That's out about it. I think y'all know a lot of guys.
But at the same time, like, we say that, but most women have been in a situation where they were approached like that.
Right. And a lot of y'all friends be cap around y'all on what they do and what they don't do.
Yeah, like, we don't see it.
They,
like,
do it right there, and you just don't say anything. Yeah, you just looking like...
You probably oblivious to it. You know what I'm saying? Let's just play devil's advocate. You probably just really didn't know that's what that man's intention was. You know what I'm saying? He never set you down. I'm like, yeah, shit, I'm finna go plot on this girl. But whole time, he probably said some stuff that maneuvered and alluded to, I'm finna go plot on this girl. And then whatever go down. Like, that's what it be. It be a lot of y'all friends. A lot.
So.
Popping people, too.
Popping?
Mm-hmm.
You got the tea? Damn, Stina.
I was in the AUC in 2012, 2013. Oh, back God. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, bottom line for all that is, like, you know, my thing is, because I do have young women in my family that, you know, it's kind of, that's my inspiration to be like, damn, I don't want this shit to happen to nobody that I know. Mm-hmm. So, along with me just being, just trying to be a good person, because I know I may fuck up. I may have fucked up in the past, not to that extent.
Right.
But, like, you know, it may be a situation to where I may have said something that was a little bit too aggressive, but at the same time, I'm older now, and I want to make sure that the women coming up in my family don't got to go through shit like that. Right. So I want to know everything that I can do and how I can, you know, us as men to kind of make situations like that more comfortable. Because, you know, women in Atlanta are popping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, the black women in the city run the industry. But at the same time, you know, we just need to respect all women and kind of carry that same energy for everybody that we got going on in here. So.
Well, I think you took the first step. Yeah, you took the first step. You started a conversation about it. You know what I'm saying? And acknowledge where it went wrong. So I think that's a good way to put, like, be a catalyst for it, because it's definitely happening out here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to go into our next and favorite segment, Facts or Cap. Oh, Facts or Cap. First one, digital panhandling is the same as going to car to car and asking for change.
Factual.
Now, if you don't know what digital panhandling is, it is posting your cash app everywhere online.
Yeah.
That is the exact same way.
So facts.
Facts.
You're
just reaching a bigger audience.
Yeah, it's only acceptable on your birthday. You know what I'm saying? Your birthday, graduation. You know them situations. But people really be just posting
their bio. I'm like,
fuck you, that is. What you selling?
Wait, do people even really send you money? You keep posting that on your birthday. Do people see? They see money?
People have seen me money on my birthday.
I got money on my birthday.
From when you posted it on social media?
Yeah.
I got money sent to me.
Yeah. I mean, but I think that's different. Like, you know, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Like, that's kind of like, that's not digital panhandling. That's like when you walk around with the birthday pin on your shit.
And
when
you were just to put those little dollars.
Yeah. It's your birthday? $5.
Yeah. Yeah, you just posting your cash app just because.
Like. Motherfucker be online. Begging, boy. Like, and I've said it before. Like, I've given out little shit on Cash App before. But motherfuckers, like, be grown-ass men putting their cash up in my...
If it wasn't a market for it, it wouldn't be able to be a thing. So, I mean, it's somebody doing it somewhere.
Bruh, you shouldn't be no grown-ass man putting your cash app in another grown-ass man goddamn mentions.
I mean... You never know.
Oh, shit.
You do know, nigga.
I
see
that shit.
This the principalities, nigga. This principality, Smokey.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's factual.
I guess they said you got the audience. They need the money.
Nigga, no.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
He's be looking like, for a repost, too.
Because I gave my little bro, he graduated from FAMU. Shout out to him. Yeah. And I was like, what? He said something on Twitter, and I was like, I'll cash
you need
some
more?
I'll cash app you, you know, something. Get at Licks, though. Tell me why I got a DM from another nigga.
Grown ass man.
And I graduated too. Yeah.
What about me, big bro? What about me?
I don't even know you. Like, nigga.
You a grown ass man. Well, if you don't get a fucking job.
I'm like, wow.
Times is hard out here.
I'd be damned.
Nigga. I don't even put my cash number on when they do the Cash App Friday shit no more.
Yeah,
because I feel like a fucking, I felt like a fucking dweeb when I was doing that shit.
Same.
I feel like I'm fucking like,
please drop something in my head.
I hate seeing that all the time. I'll be like, man.
Man, I had to get some goddamn dignity about myself, boy. Yeah. Hell no, I ain't put my cash up on there. Fuck Cash App Friday.
Fuck Cash App Friday.
Niggas definitely be asking for money, though. Seriously.
Man,
I seen that Cash App loom was out. It's gone now.
That shit disappeared in 2 days.
What, man?
People realize, you know what? Let me stop.
The shit.
I get my money. Only one person.
The shit didn't make sense from the beginning. You have that shit literally has to go on forever for nobody to lose out.
For nobody to lose out.
Like, it has to go on forever.
Or some people got to be willing to bite the bullet and not get paid.
Right.
And just be putting in.
But it's so crazy how everybody think everything is a scam.
This shit was a scam.
That was a scam.
No, they said everything else is a scam, but those are the same people that was getting into that.
Oh, and doing it. Yeah,
like, you turned down every opportunity, but you when this came up, you got right in.
You turned down Forex. You turned down everything.
I've been DMing you about Forex for years, and you got right in.
I had friends literally just make a chart and put their name right in the middle of it and just put other fake names around it and left a couple spots open. And
scammy.
It is.
I was like, wow.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, them motherfuckers are gone real quick.
Facts or cap? If someone has a wild past before they got with you, do you deserve to know about it? Now, let me tell you where I got this question from. Mm. I was watching this movie on Netflix called All Day and a Night.
That shit is good.
I gotta watch it.
And you know the girl that was popped in the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, 10 out of 10 popcorn bags. I do recommend.
Clark Atlanta alumna.
Yeah.
Sydney. Shout out to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
So
she said 10 out of 10 popcorn bags.
That shit was a very good movie.
It low-key could have hit theaters and get numbers.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah, mm-hmm. All Day and a Night.
All day and a night.
A scene in this movie, this motherfucker, that nigga was disrespectful.
Yeah.
This nigga said, oh, I know your girl. Yeah, oh, that's your girl? This her?
You gotta watch.
Showed her getting a video of her getting a train ran on her. To this nigga, to her baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga showed a video of his girl getting a train ran on her.
And kept the real big bro like, you need to watch out. What bitches you fucking with?
I'm like, yo, this nigga,
I hate to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, you hate my to God.
See it. Like, you should tell.
Yes.
Yeah. Depending on, like, how deep in the relationship. I feel like you, if you was a porn star, you need to tell me before I.
But not even porn star, but it's like you just doing you should, some
no,
old
I'm just
shit.
Saying, I'm just saying, well, if you if it ain't on nothing that you're going to find.
You don't know that, though.
I mean, but if, you, if somebody got in their phone, it could be anywhere.
Exactly.
If someone, I feel like if you knew that you know you got some footage of you, it need to be told before I find out. But if you did something in college and it ain't no footage, ain't no sense in telling me. What are you telling me for?
I don't know. I low-key.
Oh, now.
I'm about to say, I need to know.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell me if it ain't no footage. Because if I find out that you was doing some crazy stuff, I just don't want
to
know.
It's not even about the footage. It's about someone coming to you and telling you that.
Physically about your situation and you didn't even know it.
That's your girl? Yeah. You know, back in, like, no, just, I need to know.
And let me decide.
Like, don't have me coming to your home. Don't have me coming to your home, come and tailgate, and niggas laughing at me.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's exactly what it's gonna turn.
I feel like if it was something that went viral, something blew up, then tell. But if it's something that you just did that don't nobody really know about, but you and that person, or you and those persons.
That's too many people. That's if it's a persons.
You know, if one person knows something in Atlanta, low key, our area circle is small. Everybody run with everybody. I guarantee you, there are probably 10 more people out there that know the exact information.
That's why I'm telling you. That's why I can't fuck with
you. I don't know.
Because there's a group of niggas in the
I'm telling you. You ain't got shit to lose? Oh, you finna ruin my whole shit. Yeah, you finna blow my whole spot.
If she ain't got shit to lose, she is a liability.
What would y'all do if a girl that you really like came to you and said, you know I've got a couple trains ran on me? What would you do? What do you want? Would you want her to tell her keep that for herself?
With me.
Pain.
It's the fact.
Pain.
Would you really want her to tell you that?
I'm gonna keep it real. It's the fact that she was hanging.
If you play me, keep it on the low.
I'm not like.
Cause
if she
I
was...
just can't cut no fucking hole.
Oh shit.
Remix.
See, that's why she ain't gonna tell.
Man, so you gonna be a lying hoe at that?
You're gonna be a lying hoe.
You gonna be a lying ass hoe?
Oh, nigga, information is the same as lying. Oh,
no. You gonna be a lying ass hoe.
I don't know. Nothing bad, you just had a couple partners. Don't tell me. If you got a disease from that, if it's some footage out there with you, then you need to tell me. But if you was just out there being wild before me, that's none of my business. And I'd rather you keep that to yourself than you was out there with all of these women.
It'll make me look at things differently. But the fact that,
So if your man said,
right,
baby, I sucked a dick or two before.
You cool, right?
No.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not saying it's good, but I'd rather you not tell me. You could have kept that to yourself. But if you tell me, I'm
over. You're a DL nigga. You don't even know it.
You don't even know it.
But this is what I said. I said if it's something that's bad. That is bad. You need to tell me.
A train is bad.
He ain't gonna tell. But like I was
you need
say.
To tell me if you did something that's life changing and sucking life is just life changing.
What were you saying? What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say it'll make me look at things differently. Even though the fact that she could, if she would have told me something like that, I would be caught off guard completely, and it'll make me reevaluate everything. But also, I'm gonna look at it as, okay, you was open and transparent enough with me to even tell me that. You know, that makes it seem like, well, shit, she ain't got else. You know, she won't hide nothing else.
Are you being real?
I'm being real. Like I said, it'll make me reevaluate everything, but at the same time be like, well, damn, you know.
So y'all ask people their body counts?
No.
That's the same thing. Why would somebody tell you?
I mean, because your body count could be from the time you lost your virginity up until now.
But your body count could also be the people that you did when you was in college. Would you want them to tell you that?
If
the train, was bodies.
A train is that's fucking reckless. I'd rather have somebody with 50 bodies than somebody with a train.
50 bodies that they did it every day for 50 days.
What?
It's still
50
bodies.
The same 50 people.
It's the same, right? What's the difference between that back to back and then a train?
It's definitely different.
That's like a train. You got
a train. You trying to absorb? You trying to absorb all the dick you can at any given time? Yeah. You trying to take in as much dick as possible?
Don't not tell me unless it was something life changing that you did. If you was with a man, you need to tell me. If you had a disease, you need to tell me. If it's on footage, you need to tell me.
Yeah,
the goalpost moving like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just
so train is but nigga sucking dick.
No, if it's a train and you got footage, you need to tell them. If it's a train and you got a disease, you need to tell them.
I think it's on a person basis. There's a couple of my friends, we ain't associates, that fuck with niggas that's bisexual.
I can't do it.
I'm just saying. I can't either. I can't. Associates.
I would throw up in my mouth.
Yeah. Throw up on him. But.
Y'all wow.
I watched the episode of Love Is Blind. One of them, and the man told her after they had just been dating that he had sexual relations with men. And she was like, "What?" Yeah, he was mad that she wasn't down with it. And that's like, no, you done told me this after I done started liking you, I done fell in love with you. You gonna bust out and tell me?
Are you gonna start off in the beginning though?
No.
Would you be down with
No. I'm saying, but would you? If they came right off the top and just said it straight to you,
that's crazy.
Y'all wouldn't have a relationship after that. You're not invested.
So you're saying
like from the very beginning?
That's what I'm saying. At that point, nobody will be messing with nobody because as soon as you find it, you're not invested enough to.
Well, yeah, give them the option.
Right, but my thing is, at that point, if you fuck with me and we have the conversation, at least I did not lie to you. You know what I'm saying? At this point, it's just something we got to deal with. It wasn't like I was trying to hide it from you. Now, if you don't say nothing, and that's when it becomes an issue. Because if somebody comes to me, i.e. like the movie, talking about, oh, this show people right here, right? Yeah, that's the issue.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, being bold enough to be open and transparent. You can have it here, that's a lot.
Yeah. So, facts or cap? Can a man that brings nothing to the table be praised by society the way a woman can?
That brings nothing to society?
No.
Nothing to the table.
So, are you trying to say that?
I'm saying, no. I didn't say that.
Repeat that one more time.
Can a man that brings nothing to the table be praised by society the way a woman can? Now, I'm not saying that women don't bring anything to the table. I'm saying that if they don't bring nothing to the table, that's okay.
Oh, I actually lied. You know how many niggas out here is living somewhere for free? Who is somewhere eating for free? Who is somewhere literally, they are good. They're good.
Who?
Good on, I know.
That was some who.
I know a couple people that get in relationships strictly to be taken care of men wise.
Homosexuals?
Yeah.
But we know if that shit was like
homosexuals
in the public, they would be called bums.
They would still be getting the same treatment, yeah. I promise you.
From who?
The female.
Yeah, the same girl.
I hate to say it.
It's women out there.
If it
would have
came out that Cardi B pay all the bills and take care of everything,
we'd be looking like Offset way different.
Yeah, nigga, what the fuck you doing?
It's some dudes that women probably look at him different, but it's some dudes
that's
gonna
be like,
what was Britney Spears, Kevin
Federline? Yeah, that
nigga
ran off on her ass.
He's the king.
Kevin Federline.
Adele husband, who her ex-husband now.
Super king.
Ran off on the plug.
What, he got 140 mims?
He up right now.
Up.
He up.
Stedman? We don't even know what the fuck Stedman does.
I don't even know who he is, what he look like. Oh, yeah. Do he do anything?
He live in that little side house.
Yeah, he stay in
that little side house.
Yeah, he live in that little. Oprah
said, "I ain't getting married. I ain't having no kids. It stops with me."
That's crazy, though.
Put me in the grave with my money. That's what she said.
Mary J. Blige, ex-husband, got all her stuff.
Kings. See, kings among men.
What they gonna say?
Because women do that shit so often. Women have made whole careers off fucking a nigga and getting pregnant.
Why y'all so mad about it? Why are y'all so mad about it?
Because
I don't think why, nobody praises.
We're not mad. We're not mad, but we're not gonna be mad and be mad when a nigga come up off the same scam.
We don't be mad, but it's just you can't be out here portraying that you not. I mean, that you something that you not. Females could do it only because we're the sought after. It's easier for us to do it. Niggas can't do it because it's just simple. Y'all supposed to be able to stand on your own.
We're supposed to be the
ten toes down.
I've never seen a woman get praised for not doing anything. Even if she's taking a dude money, she got her own money. The city girls talk about taking niggas money, but they still got their own. I'm just taking yours too.
Also,
you never heard nobody say, I ain't got no money, I'm just gonna use this nigga.
How many rappers done fuck broke ass fine women and them fine women have been able to transform their whole lifestyle? How many times have we seen that shit happen? Cause you know why? Cause niggas be horny. A horny nigga would be a broke bitch goddamn lottery ticket.
A horny nigga is a come up. Nigga.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a come up, but you never seen us praise nobody like that.
We definitely talk crazy about their ass. If anything,
women love like praising that shit.
I've never seen that. I've never done it myself. Praise you for getting pregnant by somebody else's man when you ain't have nothing. I've never praised it. If you're looking like
man,
a joke.
Society praises that shit. That is a come up. Every time a get pregnant by a rapper, oh shit, bag secured.
Wait, had the bag not secured at that point? Are we speaking facts or cap? That's what we're talking about,
right? Yeah, facts or cap.
Boom. So is the bag not secured at that point? No.
And then how are we blaming her? It was the nigga who did it.
It takes two to get pregnant.
Just because you get pregnant by a rapper don't mean the bag's secured.
Especially if you ain't want the fucking baby.
Nine times out of ten.
Do you want the baby or do you want the baby check?
They try to keep it quiet. So that's a little hush money.
These rappers are trying to keep it quiet.
But the baby mama ain't.
That's hush money.
Exactly. That's what she get in the bag.
It's hush money.
You decided to.
So you gonna bring a whole life into this world for a bag?
Yes, I mean, a baby is still a blessing.
You say yes.
A baby is still a blessing.
No, not me.
When is an unwanted baby a blessing?
When the bag comes along with it.
Exactly. Exactly.
When it's like this.
But we still have not praised them, though.
We don't praise them.
I mean, they made a move, and they won off of it. But you never seen us saying, yes, girl, you get that baby.
That is exactly. Right, yes, bitch, yes. No. That is what motherfuckers say.
He's like, girl, you was dumb, but you better get yourself together. Cause
might as well make it make sense. You here now.
You got the baby now. So you better do what you got to do.
But no, niggas definitely won't get praised. Y'all still get fucked with, but y'all won't get praised.
I can't put my name on it, but it's a girl. It's a woman out there that y'all praise.
Who is y'all?
Not y'all. I can't think. I can't.
Because it's none.
Rapper baby mama.
Rapper baby mama.
There's one out there. You got Jada. You got Ari. You got Black China.
Black China hit a lick, and I'm so happy.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm more happy that she got over on the Kardashian.
She got in that family to have the baby so she could get a bag.
But y'all talking about women who didn't have money. Black China been making money.
She wasn't getting the Kardashian money.
She been on how to finesse.
She went way up after she had a baby with Kardashian.
She been had a finesse, though. She been doing this forever.
She been
Rob just got finessed.
And that's it. That's all.
You hate to
And it was really just against the Kardashian girls.
Y'all okay with men getting finessed?
I'm okay with whoever is wanting to be finessed getting finessed.
Right.
You know if somebody ain't fucking with you, how they fucking with you?
Rob probably but thought if he got him a black with girl with a big booty and he was on something. Little do he know Black China was like,
man, give me this bag real quick.
But it's still not being praised, though. She just hit a lit, and it was successful.
That's why Kendu Isaacs is a king. Shout out to him for finessing Mary J. Blige out of...
That's the culture's auntie. We talking about the white people.
No, Tabitha Arnold is the culture's auntie now.
She is.
Who? The girl who made the lady.
Vegan TikTok lady. She do the cooking. Super genuine, wholesome, her voice, the sweet auntie voice.
Yeah. The sweet auntie voice. That is the culture.
Just like this.
Like so. Like so. Girl, get on Twitter. You on Twitter?
No.
Yeah, you're not on Twitter
now.
Delete the app.
Why?
No,
you need to get on Twitter.
But you be on Snapchat.
You need to get on Twitter.
I barely be on Snapchat.
I'm weak.
I should be on
Snapchat.
And 4X.
Why are you trying to be funny?
I'm not trying to be funny.
DM me. You trying to get some money.
And that's all, period.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. But yeah, y'all be praising broke bitches that get pregnant by rappers.
Then the people that you name are broke.
And also, shout out to the women that don't even get pregnant by the rappers. They be pregnant by the rappers' entourage, thinking they're about to come up.
Okay, so now at that point, that's when it becomes a dummy mission. That's dumb.
You just got a groupie pregnant by the hype man.
Yeah, you just a groupie at that point trying to be around.
I haven't heard of that one.
I haven't either. No.
DJ Duffy, shout out to her.
Y'all trying to make the women look bad because y'all going out bad.
Because y'all feeding into it. It wouldn't be a market for it if y'all wasn't feeding into it.
Stick with your wife.
Stick with your wife.
Let me follow up with this question. Can you be faithful to a broke man? Shout out to my boy Justin for providing that question on social media. Can you be faithful to a broke man?
Yes.
So
if you treating me right, most women who got some business about it, if the man is treating them right, we will stick by you. It's when you broke and then you trying to do
and have
wrong.
No ambition and you trying to make it seem like you that dude out here and you don't have nothing going for you. Like, I legit make sure you eat. I legit make sure you good.
And you don't take care of me. And you
That's broke.
That's
yeah,
broke.
That's broke when that's you broke. Don't have anything and then you out here not trying to get anything.
Yeah.
But most women would stick by, if you ask anyone, they would stick by their man if he broke until he get to where he got to go. Mm-hmm. But you need to be...
So what's crazy? Now that's crazy because I had a conversation last week with a girl and she was like, she refuses to build a man.
because he's down.
I do now. That's not building a man. That's being supportive. When she say build a man, it's legit me investing everything into you to make sure you good, and it's still nothing being reproduced.
I'm over here telling you to go get a job.
That's what it is. And by the time we break up and you get with somebody else, you're using literally all the blueprint I gave you to do what
I was trying. Did we not talk about this last episode?
That's building up a man. But supporting somebody and making sure, you know what I'm saying, everybody has got to start somewhere. That's supporting somebody. That's like, you know what, I see it for you. But if after a time that I see it for you and you still not seeing it for yourself, that's when we gotta like reassess how we doing.
So what if he broke and he chasing some dead end ass dream? Like he wanna be in the music industry or he trying to be
That's a conversation.
It's a conversation, and I need to see that are you really serious about this? Because it's a lot of people that come up and their music is trash. Mm-hmm. But are you really serious with this? Do you have the connections? Are you getting the connections? What's your plan?
What are you doing?
If you sitting at home on your phone
talking about I'm rapping, you're not.
First of all, you need to go fill out a job application.
Yeah.
And then another thing that I would say, I would support my man if he was broke, if he was already my man. But if you come.
And
to
you
me,
that
bro,
way,
we can't relate. You shouldn't be dating.
We don't relate.
While you broke, but if my man was with me, he just happened to have a hard time. Then okay, I'm gonna support him. But I'm not gonna come. Yes, come on.
Yeah, with your broke ass. Let's be with each other.
Yeah,
so broke niggas don't deserve love.
They deserve a broke bitch.
You can be together. You can be loved, but we can be friends. It ain't no we going out and hanging out because I got myself together. I want to go out and enjoy myself, and I can't do that with you because you're not at where you at. So we can be friends. And so you get yourself together. I'm not trying to be funny. We can be friends. You should not be dating if you don't. If I was the same way. I don't want you to waste your time with me. I don't even have myself together. Mm-hmm. I should not be dating.
So broke bitches get saved every day.
Yep.
You and this B word.
I'm sorry.
It sound like you jealous now.
He sound like he getting upset.
You sound like you want to live this life where you taking care of because you just feel like you deserve it.
I do, but that's not the point.
I feel like you're just jealous.
I do, but that's not the point.
And do it successfully multiple times.
So broke women can get saved and taken care of, but a broke man got to goddamn have his shit together to be considered.
About I feel like men are the same way. Men who got some business about themselves don't want a broke woman that don't have a
Yes. You know why? Because them niggas is power tripping.
Yeah.
Like, I can control this motherfucker. She gonna do what I say.
If I got my money, I don't give a, and I don't want to say I don't give a fuck what you say, but if we was out and I wanted to get what I wanted to get, I'm still ordering. Because you know why? If you don't got it, I do. I could take care of myself. Remember we was talking about that shit with a shorty. If I could do it myself, but why not meet somebody that can match my level? Like, we have to be equally yoked. It's no way that anything is going to make sense. It's literally going to get more complicated down the road if niggas don't come with their shit together the first time. That's just what it is.
And then most times, if somebody got their stuff together, business about themselves, you already work hard to be where you at. I don't want to come back down and wait for you to get yourself together. I don't have time to be giving you baby steps unless you're willing to move fast and work hard like I am. We can't be dating right now.
Yeah.
All this time I've been working hard, I'm trying to travel, and you still don't have yourself together.
We can't get out of the country because you don't got a passport.
Right. I'm too young. I'm too young. I don't got time.
Damn. It's hard out here for broke niggas.
It's not just niggas, Kodak. It's women, too. I'm pretty sure if you was a freaking Rick Ross or somebody who had a lot of money, you don't want to be dealing with a female who don't have nothing. She's on OnlyFans. You don't want to, and no offense to the people on OnlyFans. But I'm just saying, somebody who don't have no career, nothing about themselves, and they on OnlyFans.
I don't know, because a lot of the girls that weren't famous before they started fucking with these niggas, they wouldn't be fucking with them. So again, it's a market somewhere for this. It's a market for females to not have nothing and literally just be cute and be okay.
But
it's a market
I'm talking
for that.
About for the men who actually...
A lot of men just want trophy wives.
Actually have themselves together.
But if you're getting money, then, I mean, it's really no pressure on you sending somebody a little $1,000.
But also,
if that's where you want to go. But if you're a successful businessman, that's not even... You're not even looking at...
But them niggas just... Sometimes... Niggas don't even be looking for a wife 100% of the time. Sometimes you just say, damn, she got a fat ass. I'm trying to hunt on her.
That's wild crazy. And now you're in a position now where your money getting spent. Not on you.
And then when she's gone, you're calling her a gold digger now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you
said. When she is a gold digger.
When you knew exactly what you wanted before.
So what
you
is
started.
A gold digger? Is that LaCroix? Mm.
Yeah, LaCroix. Yeah,
nigga. What you want to sip?
Fuck no.
Oh, you don't drink that shit?
Shit,
get out.
Blame.
What is a gold digger, though? What is a gold digger to y'all?
A gold digger is a person that's digging your gold.
Because I saw...
I saw one of those videos on YouTube this past weekend about, you know, the motherfuckers that be like, they start the conversation up trying to, I think some of that shit might be staged. They start the video off trying to holler at the chick.
I know what you're talking about.
Trying to holler at the chick, and then they begin curved.
And then they pull up in a car, and the girl be like, those are gold diggers. I seen a video like that.
I don't think that's a gold digger.
Well, you don't want to talk to me because you thought I had a different car, but I still approach you the same way.
It's completely different.
Tell us.
Listen, that's like coming to you and having El Toro tequila in one hand and then having Patron in another hand. So you think you're going to get the same reaction as this El Toro as you're going to get as the Patron. It just doesn't work that way.
But no, the talking about, this man approached her. He was standing beside this nice car. Mm-hmm. He approached her.
It was a red one.
And she was going to the gym. He asked, can we go out? She was like, before he was standing by the car, he was just walking. He was like, can we go out? She said, no. He went and crunk up the car. She came back and was just like, I think I might want to take you out up on that offer. And he was like, okay. So they were sitting in the car chilling. His homeboy pulled up in another car that was better. He got out the car and gave him the keys to that car. So she thought that he was lying about this was his car. The other dude got in the car. She was like, I think I'm just going to ride with this dude. He was like, okay, cool.
Okay, now that is a gold digger.
That's what I'm talking about. People who was after just the money.
So what were you saying?
But your analogy to the liquor, though.
I'm just saying, if somebody presents something that's better than what you already see, of course you're going to go for the better one. It's in your human nature. It's not because, again, if you know what's in your bank account, you know how you live at your house, you know what kind of car you drive, if somebody comes up to you in a certain way and that doesn't necessarily match what your ideal is or your ideal person or your fly is, then of course you're not going to be prone to be like, yeah, let's go on a date. Who are you? What do you do?
But if that same person somehow has a nice a car that you like, they live in a lifestyle you like, you find all this out after you already curved them, now it's like, interested?
I don't think that's a gold digger, though. A gold digger is somebody that specifically fucks with you for your money, not your asset.
Money and assets is that
shit. I don't think it is, because your car, he can have this car, but this car could not be his. You get what I'm saying? Like
he could not have bought that bottle. Somebody else could have bought it for him.
But it's there to drink.
And the car is there to drive.
I don't know, y'all. I think a gold digger is somebody that specifically goes up to you and only fucks with you for your money. That's it. That's all. If you present yourself to me as somebody that doesn't have a car and you just walk up to me like, yeah, can I take you out sometime? We haven't even had a conversation. However, the fact that you can see something first, you're attracted to what you see first.
You're attracted to the lifestyle.
You know what I'm saying? To what you see. You know what I'm saying? That's how you talk to people that you want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of what you see. Come on now.
I'm not.
I got my own, and I'm still going to try to fuck with somebody that got their own, too.
It ain't going to be who got the best one. It's going to be if I like you and how you can treat me, because a person that got freaking Floyd Mayweather money may treat me bad, but somebody who else got Kodak money, you're not trying to be
funny. Niggas can have their own.
Can treat me so good, I'm not trying to be funny, Kodak, but you see what I'm talking about.
Hey, I'm weak as fuck. On your own, so big dog.
Okay.
I knocked all this shit over.
But I'm serious. I would rather take Kodak because he would treat me better than...
Fuck you, I don't want you. Quick drip. Motherfucker.
See, that's what they say when we move on to the Floyd Mayweathers.
So, I mean, but you could be, like, peep this shit. So, it could be a nigga that got them just like Steve Jobs. It got Steve Jobs money.
R.I.P.
Yeah, shout out to the king. But, nigga dressed like Steve Jobs, got Steve Jobs money. He don't look like he got it, but a nigga hold it. And a nigga that got them dressed like Amigo.
Gucci Bill.
But riding the fucking Marta.
No.
You see both of these niggas. Who you going to?
I don't even like the Migos.
Approaching
Migos.
Yeah,
the Migos even.
What look you like?
And chains and sagging. I'm automatically.
What look you like?
Okay.
You need to be dressed up. Your pants need to be up. You need to have on a nice crisp shirt. You got on.
Okay, a nigga that's just like The Rock at the Grammys.
I don't know. You just need to be clean. If you have a little drip, like with Migos, it just needs to be nice. About. But
it needs to be tasteful. Maybe the younger me. But as a grown ass woman, it's not.
I'm
that
not
ain't
even
it.
Attracted. I don't even want you. I'm trying to walk past you. When so I wouldn't go to neither one of them.
Neither one of them.
So you're going to miss out on a billionaire because how you dress?
Probably. That's fucked up.
That's crazy.
But I'll be a gold digger if I wasn't.
It's what she see first.
Hey. You was a gold digger if you didn't.
Right. You just so either way, I'm just going to go with the one that's the better outcome.
You just didn't see the gold.
Oh, damn.
I don't understand. Damn. I don't get it. I'm baffled.
Because you're a gold digger.
No.
So do y'all think colorism affects your preference or the preference of beauty in society?
Of course.
Personal preference.
Wait.
Colorism? I don't necessarily do the colorism.
If they got melanin, they
skin. I don't do that. It's whatever I like. But I don't think I can date a white person, though.
Because I'm just saying, show the camera this. So I just Googled beautiful woman.
It was a white lady that popped up.
See, you see what popped up, Cass?
What popped up?
You see that? Just zoom in.
Oh, man.
So when you Google beautiful woman on Google, that's what popped up. It's real pale.
The colonizers.
Damn. You got to keep scrolling.
Colonizers.
But we got one black girl. That's a
nigga.
That's a nigga.
Well,
but it's a lot of. It's mostly. You see how far I had to scroll to get that?
That's
crazy.
So you saying in our preference, or are you saying
in your preference and society's preference?
My preference, I don't think I have a type.
That's what I seen on Facebook yesterday.
You don't have a type?
Were you typing four teenagers?
Mm-mm.
And then four black teenagers.
But it was black men. They posted these a shade of women, and it started from white all the way to black.
Yeah, and
they
was like
women who don't have dads, and they had a black woman all the way in.
Yeah,
it was like beautiful to,
cute to ugly, chill to petty. So do y'all think that affects like your personal preference or like society's preference as a whole?
I still like black men.
Yeah, I do too.
What type of black men? Do you like black men with Eurocentric features?
If you're mixed,
you know,
the mountains of
Caucasus. If you're mixed, I mean, I don't know.
So you like mixed dudes?
I never dated a mixed dude before.
So what's your like when it comes to men?
I like black men, but I don't know how I would be with a mixed dude because I never said, oh, I wouldn't date a mixed dude. I wouldn't date a white dude.
I know that for sure.
But I know that for sure. I wouldn't date a white dude, but I don't know if I would date. How I would be with a mix. So it depends on how you are with your black side.
What kind of mix are you?
Yeah. And do you like your black side? Do your family like your black side?
Yeah.
Because there's people who are mixed that their family don't even like the fact that they people
mixed with black.
So it just depends on how into your black are you. Yeah. Are you going to be saying I need to do stuff with my hair? Are you going to be, you know, because no.
But let's talk about it. What is your preference? Because it's a lot of light-skinned women that get praised over her skin, like her skin color, my skin color, women that's darker than me. What is y'all preference? What is y'all outtake?
I like brown to dark skin. Hmm. Brown to dark skin.
Is that just because that's what you like, or is it a reason?
Right.
Have you experienced something bad with lighter
skin
women?
Right.
I've never really been with a light skin woman.
That's fine. I mean, I don't have a problem with people having their preference. It's when it becomes the bashing part.
Yeah.
Like when somebody posts something of a black woman, she's probably acting crazy or something. They like, this is why I don't date black women. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's always, this is why I don't date black women because this and this, y'all do this and that. If you like a white person, if you like a white woman, if you like an Asian woman, you just like them. Yeah. Just say you like them, but don't say it's because you experience this with black women. This is like you ain't experienced every black woman in the world.
Yeah.
Somebody said that on my Instagram post earlier. That was like, this is why niggas be running to white women. I was like, I would eat a jean jacket before I pick a white woman.
I see somebody say I would scoop my vagina across the anthill before I date one.
Yeah, like that's why I don't like me. Then they try to make it seem like black women are so jealous, and it's far from jealous. It's just that our own black men are the main ones that.
Shooting shots all the time.
And they're not even protecting us. We the most unprotected women in America, and our black men be the main ones saying stuff about us.
Mm-hmm. So when you say you're unprotected, how do you feel unprotected?
Because if every time we do something, it's always something, this is why, this and that. This is why, you don't even, are you with this person because you actually love them, or are you just trying to get back at us? Like, what are you doing?
I just think every time it's a situation in society with a black woman, it's either we were wrong because of something that we did, or the only way we could be stuck up for is if it wasn't to where we showed our guests or went all the way to the extreme to rectify whatever the situation right. is. You know what I'm saying? It's always a, well, you know, you could have did it this way or you could have did it that way. And it's like, damn, I can't even go and ask, and not saying you specifically, but go and ask you and be like, hey, what's up about this? And it's always, okay, well, what did you do? Or how did it, what was the
even
situation?
Even when it comes to rape and stuff like that, it's always got to be a question, or they questioning what really happened with this person.
Are you sure?
We can't get upset about anything, or we're angry. Mm-hmm. We're so angry every time we get upset. We can question you. Mm-hmm. My cousins, I'm not even going to say their names, but I got some people. They're black. Their mamas are black. Pure black. But they told me to my face they will not date a girl that's darker than me. That's one of their reasons, one of guys, his reason was because darker girls like to fight. So every dark girl that you fought, I mean, that you seen, they tried to fight you.
Right.
It's crazy stuff like that. If you like white women, you just like white women. But don't make it seem like we just so
completely
bad
that you just can't possibly stomach the fact that
another one, we were in the pool, and he tried to put his feet on me, and I was like, see, a white woman wouldn't do that. Okay, well, go get your white woman, because you're not putting your feet on me. Mm-hmm. I am going to go off on you, so if you don't like the neck rolling, and I'm going to go off you because you put your feet on me, and then you got your feet up here. No.
And sometimes, I mean,
we can't do nothing.
Not white women or nothing like that, but sometimes they're just more passive. They be like...
It's not sometimes. I think majority of the times they're able to... That. But go all the way back to the beginning of time, the damsel in distress. It goes back into the where they will allow anything to happen. They the reason why fucking Trump is in office.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? They, even after he's saying he gonna rape women, he don't give a fuck about women, he don't care, like trying to take away all our rights, but their whiteness surpasses their femininity, period. That's so it's true. Easier for black men to not be held accountable for certain stuff that they doing about fucking with a white woman. Mm. They don't have to be accountable for what? She gonna take care of me and she not gonna question me.
Right. I love black women.
That's a good thing.
I can't do it.
You can't fuck with a white
dude. Can't fuck with no white nigga.
I have nothing against. It's just not my preference.
White girl. Now there's one white girl on Twitter that
there
I follow. One.
Why?
Huh?
Why? She got a booty.
Yep. You
irritated.
Jackpot. I mean, that'll
you
be the only reason.
I seen a post because I be on Facebook a lot. It was just, it's this whole
Facebook.
White girl. Don't do Facebook.
Facebook be cracking.
Right. Don't do Facebook.
I think Facebook for my mama and people I went to church with.
Don't do Facebook. Anywho, I was on there. It was a family of white people, a family of white girls, and they were like young, had with the mom and then her young children, and they all were like fit and pretty shaped. And then so this black dude shared and was like, they giving y'all black girls a run for y'all money. It's stuff like that that's just like y'all doing too much.
Niggas
like,
is
black
corny.
You're not giving nobody's running from nothing.
Niggas
like,
is corny. Black women is black women is a standard. That's why he said that shit. He didn't say that shit about Asian women or
I just can't.
Hispanic women.
That's the only thing that aggravates me.
Y'all ever seen an Asian girl with a butt?
I have not.
I have seen a black girl without a butt.
I seen a Filipino.
I seen a few black girls without a butt.
Scandalous.
I ain't never seen an Asian woman with that ass.
You know Filipinos are thick too.
Filipinos?
Yeah.
And Brazilian women.
Excuse me. Passport Twitter.
Hey.
Excuse the fuck out of me. Anything. What else is on your minds and hearts y'all want to discuss today before we dip on out of here?
That conversation really just, you know.
Triggers you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Anything else you want to...
No.
No? You sure?
I'm okay.
All right. Christina Diaz?
Yes.
What else is on your heart and mind? Any other social topics you think we need to touch on before we dip out of here?
I just think that, maybe I already touched on this or whatever, but after this pandemic is quote-unquote over, I just think that people should be taking this time to tap into who they are as humans. You know what I'm saying? Because when we go back, it's not going to be a... back to normal. It won't be a back to normal ever. It's going to be a new norm. And I think people have to learn how to maneuver through that. Like, if you can become a millionaire after this, then you really cold. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Beforehand, it was super easy. Not to say it because I ain't no freaking millionaire, but it was a better avenue of doing it. But now, if you were able to sit back, find yourself, reset your goals, reevaluate your life, you know what I'm saying? Accept some things, get rid of some habits, make some better habits, like... I just think people should come back with a winning and a different mindset after outside opens back up.
Even when it comes to jobs, like, I feel like everybody should be taking this time to figure out, what am I going to do after this? Not when what job I'm going to get after this. You need to be trying to figure out some stuff that you can do at home while you're stuck in the house. Figure out some stuff, like, brainstorm. What am I good at so I can start doing it? Are you good at cooking? Are you good at making clothes? You need to start doing something. And when we come out of this, it needs to be up and running, because this just showed that nothing is secure. Your job snatched it right from under you. It just, everything needs to be secure. Mm-hmm. After this, sitting in the house ready to go bowling is not what we
it's not what we doing.
You need to be trying to get yourself together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's real.
I'm still blessed to have my job, so.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Still blessed to have my job.
Well, I want to end it on my new segment, and this is called Finally Some Good News. So we want to shout out to this black woman on Twitter. Her name is Lil Snow Babe. She made $1 million in sales.
I
seen that.
That's crazy.
Good girl,
so we talk about entrepreneurship, getting your own bag, $1 million in sales in 8 minutes.
That is crazy.
I haven't made $1 million in sales in 29 years.
Screaming. Hey, just to throw this out here, because I know we was talking about how rappers' baby mamas don't be doing nothing. A lot of rappers' baby mamas endorsed her product and helped her with that $1 million sale. Just to throw that out there. And they're all black women.
There was a lot of celebrities that were black ones.
That's one thing I love to see. I love to see when
supporting each other. Genuine support.
Yeah, the girl is 20 years old and is a millionaire. Like that.
The video was just like, I was just smiling. I was like, wow. Eight minutes.
And it was, they ran it up.
That means she could have posted that, went to go take a doo-doo. By the time she watched,
she could have made a couple of noodles. And seasoned them.
For real?
Yeah. And you came back and had $1 million.
The feeling at that age is just like, you got to get it done. If you're not motivated by that, it's just like.
Exactly.
If you had $1 million right now, what would you do?
I would probably wouldn't spend no money.
I definitely would spend some money, but not.
I wouldn't go blow it.
I'm going to blow at least $100,000.
Yeah.
$100,000.
It just only makes sense.
It depends. It depends on. Like, when I calculate how everything needs to be. It depends on if
I can blow $100,000 and invest $300,000.
True.
I know I ain't going to touch $500,000. I ain't going to touch it. $500,000, you could just throw that away.
It just depends on what I'm spending on. I would spend money. I'm not going to say that. But it just depends on what it's on and if all my stuff is taken care of after I spend that money.
Would you pay off your student loans?
Fuck no, they ain't getting shit.
Thank you.
Them niggas ain't getting shit.
Because you'll never see a dime of that money Sally made with your stupid ass. She gave it to me. 18 years old, why would you give an 18-year-old that much coin?
I remember goddamn Dave Chappelle in one of his goddamn skits. He was talking about a crowd in Detroit. He showed up to a show intoxicated or high. He was high out of his fucking mind. And it was like, they said, we want our money back. We want our money back. Dave Chappelle said, you are never getting your fucking money.
if I was a billionaire, trillionaire,
you ain't getting
shit. You're not ever gonna see it.
It's the principle.
I may give it just.
You ain't getting shit.
It's the principle.
You ain't getting shit.
Because y'all know in somebody's lifetime how hard it is to one graduate college. First off, exactly. Secondly, to secure a job that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? When rent is hella high, life is hella high, it's like $2 for avocados. Like,
what the fuck is buying avocados?
I don't know. Shit crazy. But you know, that shit is expensive. It is expensive. And I'm just saying, for you to realistically think that I'm going to work until I'm 65 years old and pay off my student loans and have a home that I own and have children, what the fuck? Fuck y'all. No.
Suck my dick. You ain't getting shit.
On the backside.
You ain't getting shit.
Ain't never had that.
Talking about calling me for this goddamn. Shit. Do I plan on making a payment? No, bitch.
You plan on stop calling me? Man, come on. Shit.
I don't know, motherfucker. You tell me.
This the wrong person. I told him to stop calling me. This ain't even her number no more. Sorry.
She dead.
She dead.
She gone.
Don't wipe it out.
She gone. Take it up with Jesus. You ain't getting shit, boy. Goddamn. Anyway.
Santa Claus on Christmas.
Anyway, goddamn. Avocados. Anyway, man, that's this week's episode of the Big Homie South. I'm your big homie Kodak, big homie Hassan, big homie Butter. Shout out to big homie Stina pulling up on us after her business call.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Good one. On G.